Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
How many times have retailers had only seconds to judge whether a young adult is old enough to buy alcohol or vapes or cigarettes? And how many times have customers forgotten their ID? My next guest uses AI to fairly and accurately estimate the age of a customer. And this estimation service is already in use in the Galmont Hotel in Galway. And he also uses technology to monitor and hopefully prevent shoplifting. Philem Mead is Innovation Director with Mercury Retail Services and is with me now. Good morning, Philem.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us how it works in Galway.
Well, it's a great piece of technology. It's autonomous retail is what it's called. What we've built into it is age estimation. And in a nutshell is that if you're going up to get your can of Coke or your crisps or something, there's no barrier. But obviously, if you're going up to get alcohol or any kind of age-restricted items.
Such as vapes, for example.
Vapes or cigarettes or alcohol in this case. Mm. There's a secondary barrier, which is the age estimation. Very clearly distinction between age estimation and age verification. So the age estimation, which is, it takes about 20 seconds or so. And when you scan the barcode on the cabinet, containing the alcohol, your phone automatically primes you to activate the camera, and you look into the camera on your own phone, on your own device. You look up, down and to left. And then it looks at the facial features. It's GDPR compliant. It doesn't record any data or anything. And it just makes an estimation of your face. And we've set it at 21, but you can set that behind the scenes to any age you want. And then within 15, 20 seconds, it'll make an assessment of whether you're over 21 and it'll go green or red and the door will unlock.
And how accurate is it? Because there are some, especially young women, who might be over 21, but they look much younger.
Yeah, 100%. And we're running into the high 90s. So we're running at about 98, 99% accuracy. And that's why we set the variance at 21. Mm. We could set it at 25, but we have chosen, and the client has chosen to, and is happy with that, to set it at 21.
Then they can open the fridge door, in this case,
yep.
and then take out the product. And is it pressure? In other words, how does the machine know that it has removed the product?
Absolutely. So this particular one isn't pressurized, but there is a pressurized weights, measures and AI as well, which allows you then to be much more accurate and to actually do the purchase then literally in real time. It takes maybe about a minute. And then as soon as you close the door, then your purchase is done.
So you've already given your bank details, or you've used your Apple Pay or
Absolutely.
Google Pay or whatever it is?
Yeah, so there's two models. There's a version that allows you to, kind of like a shopping cart, where you can go and pick up your products and then you can pay by scanning it, or you can pay by your phone, and which is kind of a more seamless and easier one, where you scan a QR code and within 5-7 seconds you link it to your biometrics on your phone, you link it to your payment. And then when you open up the door, you can pick the product. And when you close the door, within a second or so, then the transaction appears on your phone.
And if you change your mind and put the product back, is that going to be a problem?
This is the beauty of the AI. The next generation, which we do have, allows you that if you take out the product and merchant and then decide that you don't want it and want to put it back, it'll deduct it. But it'll also, it'll notify you that if you put it in the wrong place, it'll actually notify you in real time that you've put it in the wrong place and you have to put it back in the proper place before you can proceed.
A virtual slap on the wrist.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Now, this is not really something, the age estimation thing, that could work in a busy Cork, Dublin pub, though, could it?
No, this is really meant sort of autonomous retail is kind of it forms part of the retail experience. Mm. So it could be an actual fully autonomous shop. It could be a hybrid shop, which, again, if your local spa or centre closes at 8 o'clock at night in a rural location, it doesn't have the ability to have staff or warrant staff that you could have. You could switch over to an autonomous store after 8 o'clock till 6 in the morning. And again, where we came across this technology was in Sweden. They have a number of areas which don't warrant to have a full-time staff member in a shop, and where they've put pods out into regional areas. And this is like the kind of regional community hub where people can go get their shop, where they can go in at any time. They can go get the delivery of their products, like maybe Parcel Motel linked in with this. So,
but you don't keep them stocked up, for example. If you, you've got the Gaumont now, but when you expand your business, you're not going to be driving around. That's someone else's business, I presume.
Yeah, we're just part of the Mercury Retail Services is part of the Johnson Fitout Group, and we are a tech business.
Yeah.
We will not be servicing the products. But what really works well with this is the kind of, we call it the hub and spoke model, where you might have a location and you maybe be at a shop or a cafe or a restaurant, whatever it may be. And then you would have these spokes around with these little pods. There's full telemetry and sort of inventory management built in so that you can set up when you hit go to four or five or three items left, that it'll send you an automatic message to basically say it needs to be replenished.
To get in the van and deliver
it. And to deliver it.
Now, you, your company also looked at anti-theft or anti-pilfering devices.
Yeah, one of the divisions is innovation. And we have a system, a part of our portfolio products, which anticipates whether you're going to steal or not.
Wow.
So this is in...
It can read your mind?
Well, not so much read your mind, but it looks at your movement. Again, all GDPR compliant.
Right.
But it, what it does, if it's above your camera system, and that it will look and assess your movement, basically. And
does it send a signal
It
then
sends a signal in real time.
Counterhand, right.
Well, it depends. There's a whole hierarchy of who it goes to. So you can decide if it just goes to head of security. Does it go to the person on the floor? Does it go to security guard walking around?
Yeah.
So again, if you're in a large premises and there might be a perfume section or there might be an alcohol section, you can decide where this signal goes to or this notification goes
to. And
is that
already in operation in
Ireland? It is indeed, yeah.
Because obviously that has become a huge issue since COVID.
100%. Pilferage and the has just absolutely rocketed.
Thanks so much for coming in, Phelan. That's Phelan Mead, Innovation Director with Mercury Retail Services. That's it for now and for this week.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.